ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
इस अव्यक्त मास में हर दिन हम
इन दिस अव्यक्त मास
ब्रह्मा बाप का एक कदम
एवरी डे वी आर लिस्निंग टू ब्रह्मा बाबास वन स्टेप ईच डे।
ब्रह्मा बाप ने शिव बाप को फॉलो कर
ब्रह्मा बाबा अपने फॉलो शिव बाबा and became an example in his whole life and became a role model. And this reflection we were able to see in Dadis too. Even after doing every task, they never said that I am doing this, but they always said that Baba is making me do this. If you look at the karma philosophy, to give sustenance through selfless attitude or selfless service or selfless action, only one Supreme Father Shiva can do this, because he is beyond everything. And we all have been seeing he being a teacher, being a father, being a Sadguru, is giving us sustenance in all forms. To take us home, he is teaching us and is giving us inheritance. He is carrying us in every way and is supporting us. Baba also says that I won't be coming to the golden age and silver age. I give you the crown in these two ages. During this phase, I rest in Shantidham. But the truth is only Shiv Baba who gives selfless service. He teaches everyone equally, teaches everyone at the same time in the same method and gives the same mantra of Manmanabhav to everyone and teaches one technique of bodiless state to all. And he gives all this to all souls. But it depends on that particular soul how much they are able to imbibe all these in themselves and become an embodiment. Shri Baba doesn't take credit to all these things. Baba gives credit to the children. When I listened to Shri Baba's Avyakt Vani, I like this when Shri Baba says, I am not just seeing the children who is in front of me, I am also seeing those souls who have not yet come. I liked this version because Supreme Soul has unlimited attitude. Every single soul is connected to the Supreme Soul. We have seen this in Brahma Baba, in Dadis, that they were all very selfless and has given us so much sustenance and is continuing to give us sustenance. There are three things. One is selflessness, selfless attitude. Second is sustenance and how to use this. The meaning of selfless is whatever we are doing, what is our duty, our responsibility, even after doing all our responsibility, we should be beyond the concept that I am doing this. We should be beyond this feeling that I am doing this action. I should be beyond this attitude. I'm doing the action, but there is no motive or desire from that action. You can say it in other words as karma deed. I'm doing the action, but I am not depending on my karma. I'm not dependent on my karma, nor the result of the karma, which are the souls in front of me. Baba has given training in front of us that all the souls of the world are in front of you to give liberation and liberation in life to all the souls. If Baba, through knowledge, gives us knowledge and empowers us, the meaning of sustenance is empowerment, care, support, love, unconditional love, unconditional acceptance. He accepts us as we are, what we are, how we are. He accepts us as we are and helps us to progress in life. In the same way, we all, souls, should become equal to Baba. And all the souls who are going through difficult times and in sorrow, we should give sustenance and care to these souls. In that, we should not have this thought that I should get this in return. I shouldn't have any kind of desire. Baba said that you should not have any desire. You should be free from desire and ignorant of the knowledge of the desire. You should not think that you should get the name, fame, reward or thank you from others. You should be beyond all these things and give sustenance to all the souls and give liberation and liberation in life to all the souls. In your heart, there is only one thing, what you have to do, what is right at the present time, what is truth. I am doing that task based on the Srimad, but I am not taking any return from that. So you should do the action beyond the feeling that you are doing this action and to all the souls, you are depositing in the banks of all the souls and you are not taking anything in return. Whatever task you did to others, in the return, you do not have any desire for the return. I remember Lord Sri Krishna and Arjun was walking once. Arjun asked, I am doing a lot of things, but always they give the credit to Karna. Lord Sri Krishna said, okay, now we'll see. There were two mountains in front of him, and Lord Krishna converted both into gold. And both the mountains turned into gold. And he said to Arjun, now you continue, go on donating it to the villagers, the ones, villages nearby. Arjuna kept on giving this gold to the villagers. Villagers kept on coming and they kept on taking. After 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, Arjuna kept on giving the gold. And after some time, Arjun got tired and told Sri Krishna, I'm tired now. Lord Sri Krishna called Karan and said, now you donate this gold to the villagers. Karan came He gathered all the villages and said, "This mountain, it belongs to all of you. Whoever wants, how much ever, can take according to the need." And then he went away. Arjuna wondered, why is it like this? And Arjuna was waiting for others to praise him. And he said, Karan said this and went away. Lord Shri Krishna said that that's why he is known for his charity. He did not wait for others to praise him. He just said that whole mountain belongs to your villages. You can take whatever you want. He is detached from the desire. The meaning of free from desire is you should be free from the consequence of the action. Baba said in one murli, a seed stage is filled with so much power. This is a complete perfect stage, that is seedless stage. This seedless stage, the seed stage, when you have all the power inside, you continue to give sustenance to the whole tree. In the same way, when you become a master seed stage, Shiva Baba is the seed. When the seed and seed get connected, the sustenance goes to the whole tree automatically. You don't have to give separate to one another. When I stay in the seed stage and is connected with the seed, what all powers is inside me, which I'm getting from the Supreme, is automatically getting transferred to the whole souls of the world. And it's getting automatically, and other souls are getting whatever is required for them, whether it's love, care, knowledge, whatever is required for them, soul based on the need, it flows on naturally. What I will say is sustenance is the function flow of the soul. When the soul remain in the seed stage, or the angelic stage, vibration keeps on going to the whole world. So what we have to do is, how much ever we become content with our stage and make our stage perfect and complete and have happiness in our stage, then this content soul continues to give sustenance to others. Whether the sustenance be of physical nature or of subtle nature. What I am seeing nowadays is this whole world, the thing that is most required to the soul is that of the subtle sustenance. Even after people having every materialistic thing, they are empty inside and they do not have peace, happiness inside them. If we have to give to other souls, which Baba said that we the souls belong to the deity clan, our part is to keep on giving to others. In this part, we are being selected in the conference age. Our primary role and responsibility and purpose or mission is to constantly give. It's not taking. You have to continue to give. Whether I get from others or not, I am the caretaker of the whole world. I like this term very much. I am a caretaker of the whole world. I give the care to all the souls of the world. Only then, me, from the beginning of the golden age to the end, I be connected with them. The meaning of sustenance is communication and connectivity. How much ever you get connected to the people and how much ever you communicate with them, how much ever you're able to understand others, sadness or sorrow, you are continuing to give them. The best example is that of a doctor. In front of doctor, whoever comes in front of him, the main task of the doctor is to diagnose and give the best possible treatment to the patient. At times, the doctor doesn't think that if I shouldn't look at that patient at risk of fall. At that time, the doctor doesn't say if this medicine is of high price or not, what is right for the patient, that doctor prescribes it. He gives unbiased sustenance to the patient. If you give unbiased sustenance to all the souls, then from the golden age till the end, you are to be connected to all the souls. After the copper age, the souls are connected to me. Not just the golden and silver age, but the souls after the copper age is also connected to me, whether they know God or not, whether they belong to the path of the devotion or not. My task was to give sustenance. There was once a king. He was a very famous king. He gives sustenance to all his subjects very well. And everyone was happy with him. One day, in his court, a fakir or a sage came. And the fakir was very powerful and said, I have heard your praise. After looking at your honesty, I will give you a castle of surma. This surma is very powerful, but of less quantity. Only one person can wear this surma in both the eyes. If you wear this, if a blind person wears this, then he will get his eyesight back. And he gave this to the king and went away. The king thought, I can give this only to one person. And there are a lot of blind people in the country who are blind. To whom should I give this? Then the Raja remembered, he had a very powerful minister. He did wonderful job for the kingdom, but he had lost his eyes. So king called the minister and said, you should wear this surma in both the eyes. If you do that, your eyesight will come back. The minister took that surma. It was very less in quantity and put one surma in one eye, and he caught the sight back, whatever was left for the other eye. He put it on the tip of the tongue. The king said, and all the people around said, what are you doing? You should put it on the other eyes. Why did you put it at the tip of the tongue? I like the answer very much. I am sharing this. The minister said, I put it on the tip of the tongue because I got to know the ingredients or composition of the surma. I would like to prepare the surma and donate it to all the people who are blind in the country so that they will be able to see again. This is called caring for all. It's not just about using knowledge for yourself. he said that he wants to use it to all the people who have been the problem. This is called as unbiased, giving unbiased care or sustenance without any differentiation, giving care to each one in a particular time, what is required for a particular soul, what situation he is going through, what problem he is facing, what is required for that soul to give that at the right time, called selfless service. In that you should not have ego that I am giving this. I remember a story connected to this topic. Sant Kabir used to give charity every morning. He would give charity with one hand and he would tilt his head down and give charity to others so that nobody should see him nor he seen who is taking the charity. So this thing reached Surdas. He heard about this and Surdas came to meet Kabirdas. Surdas asked, why are you doing this? You are giving charity. Why should you tilt your head? At the same time, you should keep your head high. Kabir said, I am doing this and tilting my head because I am not the one who is giving. The one who is giving is the Supreme Soul. I am continuing to give. The Supreme Soul is continuing to give the other soul. When this attitude is inside us, this is called as unlimited, selfless attitude. And this care reaches others' hearts. Giving knowledge to through the mouth reaches only the intellect of others. When you do service, when you have only one father, nobody else, this kind of service reaches other souls, others' hearts. Baba is giving us training for this. That's why, never write your name on the sky because the wind might erase it. Do not write your name on the sand because the waves in the ocean will remove it. Write your name in the heart of others so that they continue to be in the heart of others, will remain in the heart throughout the cycle. You continue to give such a sustenance to others and empower others and help others to move through, to move forward and progress in life. So whatever Baba desires from us, what Brahma Baba did, the team of Sadis showed us, this teamwork will continue to progress and the Yajna will continue to progress. The meaning of Yajna is everyone are equal. In the devotion too, in Yajna, people have food on the floor and everyone has the food together. There is no discrepancy in the position of I and Eva or Milo you. Everyone are equal and the food is consumed in that way. And in the same level, without any fame, name or ego, they do service and this reaches others' heart. Now, for 3 minutes, we will take powerful sustenance from the selfless Supreme Father and give it to the whole soul of the whole world. Focus your attention, energy on the center of the forehead between the eyes. Experience, I am in seed stage. I dwell in my seed stage. in the Parinam, I take sustenance from the seed Shiva and is giving to all the souls of the world the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. To all the souls, whatever is required, whatever is their desire, I am with the Baba, is fulfilling that your desire. To all the souls, the sustenance of the Supreme Soul is reaching others. This selfless service, altruism, altruistic vibration is reaching all the souls. Om Shanti.